In the winter of 1644-45, Cromwell and a Yorkshire general, Sir Thomas Fairfax, set about to make a new kind of army. Prepared to accept discipline in return for decent supplies of food, boots and shelter. And it would be an army that knew what it was fighting for.
I fight for the preservation of our Parliament, in the being whereof, under God, consists the glory and welfare of this kingdom.
At Naseby, in June 1645, the two wings of the new model army closed in on a royalist force about half their size. At the end of the fighting, nothing was left of the royal army except the dead left strewn across the fields. The last royalist strongholds were taken one by one: Bristol, Carlisle. At Basing in Hampshire, one of the most vicious sieges in a war full of them came to a long, drawn-out, bloody conclusion. The war was over and Parliament had won, so finally God had spoken.